Nassau County is experiencing one of the fastest population booms in the state. Most of that growth is in the western part of the county, around the city of Yulee. County officials there are asking residents to weigh in on how to balance new development and nature. A recent afternoon in Yulee, local officials, investors, and developers are breaking ground at a park in a planned community called Tributary. Communities like this one are popping up all over Nassau County, west of Amelia Island. In 2018, Nassau was among the top 25 fastest-growing counties in the U.S. State economic researchers predict its population will balloon from around 85,000 today to over 114,000 in the coming decade. How do you handle such fast growth?
They actually plan. They actually are looking forward to the future and saying, what do we want this to look like 20 years from now?
Greg Madavina is a real estate developer working on four other communities in Nassau County, adding more than 750 homes around Yulee. He says county planners here are a proactive group.
They don't necessarily bring you pieces of land and say, come develop these for you, but when you have a piece of land, they've already got an idea of what they want to have happen there.
It wasn't always like this here. Just ask County Commissioner Pat Edwards. He's been living in Nassau since 1973.
Everyone who has been here any length of time, 15, 20 years, realizes that we probably grew too fast and we didn't grow very smartly.
He says the county saw a burst of growth in the 90s and early 2000s, but at the time, growth mainly meant subdivisions, but without enough places for people to shop or go to school. That led to what Nassau County faces now. 60% of natives leave to find work somewhere else. Edwards says he believes the current county leaders will make sure today's growth is different.
Our job now is to make sure that we build smartly, developing with recreation, commercial, and residential all in one.
And also, more ways people can have fun in the western part of the county, besides internet gambling.
We had a public hearing the other night, and the board voted to close the gaming facilities. But one of the overriding things that came out of that was over and over, people of age came to the podium and said they had nothing to do. This was their only recreation, and we were going to take it away from them.
Adrian Burke is the planning director for Nassau County. She says after a two-year assessment project, her team knows this. As people flood into the area, it's a challenge to preserve what drew them there.
There are a lot of newer residents who have moved here because of the rural lifestyle.
Protecting more than just rural character is a concern for Julie Ferreira, too. The local Sierra Club chair says the current growth patterns aren't accounting for the animals who lived there first.
It's sad to see that there's no wildlife corridors that are being specifically created so that animals can move back and forth across the county.
In November, Nassau County residents will vote whether to allow the county to preserve wetlands and areas around the St. Mary's River at a cost of $30 million over 30 years. But Ferreira says that's not enough.
When the green spaces are compartmentalized, that's not helping our wildlife at all. We need green belts, dedicated green belts, and dedicated conservation areas so that animals can move from one side of the county to the other.
The state reports roughly a third of Northeast Florida's open spaces and agricultural lands will be urbanized by 2070. Sky LeBron, 89.9 WJCT News.